My brothers and sisters in Christ, thank God that we are the children of light, and that as the children of light, we can live as Christians on our campus. I don't have to start looking around to see the familiar faces and say, I'm sure that you are, and you are a child of light, and you are back there. No, I can say it to all of you with firm conviction. You are the children of light. That's what Paul did when he wrote to the Thessalonians. He clearly indicated to whom he was writing in this letter when he addressed them as the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And being able to address them in that way, he was able to go on, as he does here in our text, to say, ye are the children of light. And I can say the same to you. Paul wasn't addressing you here, he was addressing the Thessalonians. But it was written for our learning so that we, in like circumstances, can say the same thing. And certainly we are in like circumstances. We are in the church of God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just given that confession, and by virtue of that, I can address you as children of light. But I also have that firm personal conviction that I'm living on a campus with fellow Christians. No exceptions. We all have on the breastplate of faith. We are guarded by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ from the assaults of the devil, who would seek to lead us astray. But he can't do it, because we're children of the light with a breastplate of faith. As long as we've got that breastplate there, protecting us, faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, assurance of a loving Father in heaven in Jesus Christ our Lord, assurance of the Holy Spirit to keep us mindful of our need of salvation, to keep on that helmet of salvation and the hope of it, there's no problem for us. We are the children of light. And that's the way I address you, and that's the way you can address one another. Administration, faculty, student body, staff, we are the children of light. When Paul has started out in that way, he doesn't spoil it all by saying, now, some of you, of course, are still in darkness a bit, and some of you are still sleeping, and some of you are not watching as well as you ought, and some of you are not sober. Some of you might even get drunk at times. Some of you aren't really putting on that breastplate of faith and hope. Some of you aren't putting on that helmet of salvation. There's not a word of that. Are you going to do it out there in the ministry? Are you going to spoil the beautiful gospel of Christ where you address your people as children of light and say, but of course, you're not all doing what you ought to do? And if you bring it into that kind of connection with the glorious gospel of justification by faith, then you are dampening the spirits of your Christian people. You're causing them to wonder, am I really one of those whom he's addressed as the child of light? No, let's let it stand as beautifully as the Apostle Paul puts it to us. You are the children of light. Walking here on campus as children of light, we still have a real duty toward one another. We still need constantly to encourage one another. But as children of light, we can do that encouraging in a Christian way. And that's by not reading into the lives of our fellow Christians here faults that had been committed by even the Thessalonians. The Apostle Paul knew them. He knew the things that some of them were guilty of. You don't just say, well, they were guilty of it, so we must be guilty of it too. No, if we find a brother or a sister in fault, then we need to encourage them to remember that they are children of light And that as children of light, they have strength and power in Christ our Lord to put down the evil, to live the good life. And so, living as Christians on this campus, we can follow the Apostle Paul in the approach that he has here toward the fellow saints in Thessalonica. We certainly have cause to say, therefore, let us not sleep. And you notice how he puts it. Not, therefore, don't you sleep. No. Therefore, let us not sleep. I better remember it myself, that I could fall asleep, that I could put off the armor, being robbed of my conviction through the work of Satan, that I could do the wrong, I could be lacking in love. Could? I'm certain that I'm lacking in love. And that's why I need encouragement from you, as you need encouragement from me, to put on this breastplate, not only of faith, but also the breastplate of love. That's sanctification. Does sanctification strengthen me? Oh, certainly. The Apostle Paul, urging people to be careful of their lives, says, think on the good things. Think on the right things. And then you are prepared to do the right things and to avoid the wrong. When you think of love toward one another, the more you think of it, the more likely you are to show love to one another. And you are armed in that way for the right kind of life with one another. We've got things to learn here, of course. We're not that perfect campus. We're not that beautiful, angelic group. No, we're still working at it. But as Christians, we can encourage one another in this new year to live in the light of our Epiphany, Lord. He who announced himself and his coming to the lowliest of the lowly of the Jews, when the angels appeared to the shepherds on the hills there in Bethlehem, and who through the star proclaimed himself to what some say were the kings of the Orient, he is still manifesting himself in this Christian campus, in the lives of all of us, to show himself the loving, forgiving, gracious Lord that he is, that enables us then also to be loving and gracious and forgiving to one another. And in that spirit, let us face the problems, the difficulties of the year 1980. I'm not calling it a new decade yet. We still have time to go for that. But it is still a year of grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in him I wish you a blessed new year and a real life of enjoyment and epiphany in the Epiphany, Lord.